and that we have one more day tomorrow again. 3 o'clock, rather. We met today at 10. Thank you. what's his view is the October 8th agreement's acceptable to us, right? The answer to his question is that you see what he says, should he stalemate it? It's that bottom line that is a damn poor line. That's what I think he has to have in mind. If our option basically is to get the best possible agreement we can, I mean, let's even go back to October 8th, the best possible agreement we can, Saigon, still doesn't go on with it. This way. is the second course of action in which he has an implant and which you break off. And of course, I've already messaged him that he should not think in those terms. Which he's going to do the same thing he did at the time in Russia. He says, we should cancel the summit and start bombing the mine. That was not the way to do it. What we did was the right thing. We bombed the mine. They canceled. Now, it's not exactly the same, but it's relevant. Here, what he's thinking of is in terms of, well, these people are so bad, so difficult to deal with, so he's both sides, but he's saying, in effect, they're so difficult that he's throwing up his hands and saying, all right, we break off the talks, he comes back, and then he wants an announcement made that we are going, because we failed to negotiate the agreement, because they reneged, we are therefore going to step up our military action, and we will continue it until they return our prisoners. And as soon as they return our prisoners, as they agree to return our prisoners, we then will withdraw our forces and stop the bombing of the mine. Period. Yes. Yes. The point is, what he fails to bear in mind there is if that happens, then you have dragging into the summer the sword of Damocles of congressional pulling the rug out for it from under us and dragging us out that way all that period of time. You understand? You see? We need funds to bomb. That costs us one hell of a lot of money. Now, that's one line. Now, the other line would be to make a settlement now. There's October 8th and as much possible better as we can get. You see, if his second course of action, and I know what's going through his mind, he's terribly frustrated and disappointed that the North Vietnamese, after he talked to the Russians, after he talked to the Chinese, and after he'd gone back to them, after they had told us just before the election they were going to talk to him, and after they'd made the all changes, he's so disappointed that they now have said, no, we're not going to do a thing. That, as I think, very candidly, he's not thinking too rationally in terms of what the choice is. Now, of course, you can say to the North Vietnamese, now you bastards, we'll teach you. You didn't want to do this, so now we're going to bomb, and we're going to continue to bomb until we get our prisoners back. And next summer, we get them back. All right. What happens between now and next summer? What happens between now and next summer? Could well be that we could get congressional action, which could drive us out. Now, the one thing that could avoid that is if this thing could be postured in such a way that the North Vietnamese were totally blamed for it. But on the other hand, that's probably not going to work. But on the other hand, we've got to remember that if the only goal for which we continue our bombing and our mining is a return for prisoners, look what that does to the South Vietnamese. It leaves them with very little. All right, let's look at another course of it. I think we're going to get both. I think actually that if it rolls on that long, when he talks about the summer and the rest, that it's just not realistic to think that we can fight those battles with all the other things we've got to fight in the Congress. See, we've got a lot of other things in the plate now, the Congress. But having done, when he talks about rallying the American people now for the purpose of bombing and so forth, we don't need to. I mean, there'll be some heat and so forth, but the American people, they think we're bombing already. So we just do it mean, prisoners were withdrawn from Mentos Bay.
Yeah, but I mean, he could probably get prisoners, he could probably get those sections of the stuff even without the cutoff date, you know, and so forth. All of that stuff, but we'll see what we have. But if the only goal you're going to continue the bombing and the mining for is to get our prisoners back sometime next summer, it's not something that's going to wash, in my opinion, for that period of time. It's not something we can really handle for that length of time, see? So, it seems to me that the better choice at this point is to continue the discussion and not for him to take the initiative to break off the talks or to break off negotiations on the ground that they have been entrenched. In other words, I think his going in the morning and giving an ultimatum saying this is our minimum position, take it or leave it, or we go back to Romney. Then, what I think he says, what I think is the preferable position, is that you go in and say, now, all right, we've got to have these things, or we cannot make an agreement. Then they will say, well, we can't give you those things, and so I guess that's the end of this meeting. And then he says, well, under these circumstances, we'll have to consult our superiors. Comes back, and then we do bomb. I find it, you don't tell them, you don't need to, I mean, it isn't, you don't need to make a big thing out of, we're going to break off arrangements, go on national TV and announce you're going to bomb, because, again, you're not announcing a hell of a lot, in the minds of most people. So you're going to increase the level of bombing in North Vietnam. That basically is something that is not a winner unless it's going to accomplish a goal of very great significance and a goal that could not be accomplished in another way. And the North Vietnamese, if they're as clever as I think they are, going to come right back and say, no, we offered you the prisoners. Right? We offered them. We offered a ceasefire. And, of course, the answer there would be we could say, well, yes, they offered the POWs and they offered a ceasefire. But they were insisting on a political formulation which provided for a coalition government. My point is, the breaking off of the agreement and going back to, and just saying, now we're just going to bomb and mine until we get our prisoners back, which is what he was recommending in his long message yesterday, is totally unacceptable. Because I just don't think the Congress is a buy that. As a goal worth doing for that length of time. But I think, on the other hand, I know that what he can get from the North Vietnamese at this point is not likely to be acceptable to Saigon. Then, I think, however, we may be in a position that if it is acceptable to us, if we believe it, then we may have no other course, but to go it alone and see what Saigon does. Now, my view then is that Saigon might collapse, and it might not. Deal, but I have never understood that that's something. set. In other words, if any other thing began to monkey around with them, we're talking about this here, then we make a separate military deal, and they'll go ahead and continue to the war. I should have said that. Without our military and economic systems, oh no, we need that. That's the problem, you see, whether or not you can continue the military and economic assistance. So, the separate deal with the North does not bother me. When Dan did, if we can get, provided we can continue to pay to South Vietnam. think he should lay out what he honestly believes is an agreement they can and should accept, and that we can and should live with, and that the South Vietnamese can and should live with. You got that? Now, I would put in only the, with regard to the withdrawal thing, just put it in enough that it's there, but not as frontally as to make it an absolute certainty that they have to say, if that's in, we don't even talk. You see my point? Make it so that we can just talk about it. In other words, we can say, as a political issue, if it breaks, we can say, well, they insisted on that. They wouldn't even discuss the matter of returning. In other words, get that. Don't let you can get them to, so that so at the later time you can say that's one of the reasons that we were unable to get a reason. But I think going on what he knows is a course will lead to, and again, a breakdown means that we break off the talks with knowledge that what we are proposing is something that they cannot and will fix up. And that I do not want him to do. What I want to do is to, at this point, is to pursue basically the unlimited option. But with modified just enough to have the thought of principle in some way of withdrawal in there. You get what I mean? You can work some language on like that, can't you? Just far away from it, but but not as friendly as it presently is. Or you think you can't? You've tried. Well, if you can't, then you can't. I understand. But he can discuss it. But he can discuss it. He doesn't have to lay that down as one of the conditions. He can just raise it. They turn it down, and then he goes from there. The minimum conditions are, and then here's what you've got to have. You won't give on anything you've got to have. You see what I mean? So that he has made the record that we have asked for that. In other words, he can have we can have our cake and eat it too in that respect, because he can make the record that they will not accept that. He should make it tomorrow. I said, now let me understand. This is what we need. What is your answer? They say, no, all right, here's the minimum. And they say, no, we won't accept that. And then we make the record both ways. But try to negotiate a deal, if possible. That is what he should try to do. Then we will have to take our chances with the South Vietnamese. We'll be prepared to do it. And if the South Vietnamese decline, it's obvious that he prefers just to break it off and come back and go hard. I understand that. I understand why, because he's frustrated and tired and really thinks it's a hopeless business. And he's probably, he could be very right in his judgment of what the situation is. However, it's wrong for him to do this, because the option, once we have done that, for us, is no better than if we try to get an agreement and get something. All it means is that we bomb for 6 months longer, but all if with the Congress going on, constantly with the Congress going on, to try to get the money, not just for aid to South Vietnam, but for the military, it cost of continuing the war. See, that's the point. You don't have the money. That's the weakness. The second thing, breaking it off. Then it's your feeling that your message is to bring it. despite his, the soft talk he gave to you, that probably he has not true sight of what is happening, or to have an eye on sight of what's happening in the Does he think their attitude's any different today than it was yesterday? Yeah. Well, then it didn't get true. That's not a signal for appeal, because first the goal is the great money. just for that purpose. In the meantime, you have to have in mind that doing that and financing it over the next 6 months, which you would, and I agree it'll take 6 months before they're going to change their minds. They're going to have to leave it. The Air Force works so slowly. What's going to happen is that the South Vietnamese may go down the tube because of lack of support from the Congress of the United States. That's the point. But the word will get out. It can't help it. The reason this thing went down is the South Vietnamese wouldn't go along with what we thought on October 8 was a good deal. There's been too much written and said about that. Right? Whether it was or not, it's irrelevant. It's been written and said. So the other line is this. It also risks South Vietnamese going down. South Vietnamese, do you think that they signed the kind of an agreement that you made that this will bring them? Do you also believe that? And all sorts of possibility, you won't sign at all. And then you make a separate deal. And then the Congress may bring it down. But at least on that course of action, if we could get our POWs back now, which is just the only goal, I understand, Henry's got in this whole play, get the POWs back, right? Right. If we get them back now, and as a result of all of these, at least we will not have to go through 6 months of hell and the problems with the Chinese, with the Russians, with the Congress and everything else in order to do something. It's going to happen anyway. So my view is that to try to make the very best possible agreement you can. Now, be sure to get in so that thoroughly discuss the fact they've turned down badly any idea of moving, but don't make that a condition to yourself. If possible, keep the talks open for another round. I think that would be useful for another round. And then we can come back and have what we really need is a thorough discussion of what our options really are, rather than dramatic stuff about rally the people and so forth and so on. That's fine when you've got something you're going to do that is different. And when you've got a great goal, it will not work if you're just going to do a little more of what you're already doing. And when your goal is one that you could have gotten through negotiation without even doing it. See, that's the weakness of my game position. It's not stated. In other words, the hard line position. Don't you think there's something to that? Work on your message now, and shall we say that 6:30. Get your name into that. And have the messages you see it, and we'll edit together over the phone. Okay? In the meantime, I would read the message. But I'm very certain as to the direction that